Christina Butts, the Executive Director of Legislative Affairs for NCBA, said this bill has been a very long process.
We started this farm bill process 4 years ago, 3 years ago working with Congress, and really worked hard to get what our producers were going to need in terms of the disaster programs, the research title, conservation programs, and regulatory fixes to issues like GPSA, which has been out since the 2008 farm bill. Country of origin labeling has evolved since we've been discussing this farm bill, and that became a top priority for our membership to make sure this farm bill addressed the concerns that the WTO validated from Canada and Mexico that, yes, our labeling protocol for red meat is in violation of these WTO standards. So we were very hopeful, had a lot of support, House, and quite a bit of support in the Senate to bring some type of reform forward. But when the deal was cut and the papers lay, COOL was left out, as well as GPSA and some of our other regulatory issues. So our producers, our officers made the decision that whereas disaster impacts producers in certain regions and states, conservation programs the same way, but when we start looking at retaliation from one of our top two or our top two export markets, that's going to cost every producer at every level of the beef industry. So we actually came out in opposition a final passage of the farm bill that we'd worked so hard to try to get together and make it something that cattlemen could support.
So various meetings on the policy side of NCBA have been taking place and will continue the rest of the week on this and other issues of importance to cattle producers across the nation.
For AgNet West, I'm Randall Wiseman.